Welcome to the Pave Your Path podcast, the podcast for women entrepreneurs ready to do life and business their way. Combining tools from psychology, strategy, and spirituality, your host, Nicole Oren, helps you create your own unique formula so you can pave your own path for success. And now, here's your host, certified coach, organizational consultant, and your business BFF, Nicole Oren.
Hello, hello, guys. So what I want to talk to you about today is the concept of over-delivering. First, many of you are probably thinking, what the fuck is over-delivering, Nicole? I don't even know what that is. It sounds like a cool buzz term. It is not. And over-delivering is basically an action that you do as a business owner. And it is the act of delivering more value than your audience and clients could ever expect. I like to believe that both my audience and my clients are people that pay me. You, as a podcast listener, you're my audience. You're paying me right now with your time and attention. Your audience, whether it's on social media or on podcasts, is paying you with their time and attention. Don't take that lightly. I know that I don't. So because everyone who listens to me, everyone who pays me, is paying me in some form, I like to deliver more value and more results than they would ever expect. And I want to invite you to do the same by showing you how you can do that exactly in this podcast episode. So over-delivering to your clients looks like giving them more value than they would expect for the amount or way in which they pay you. I want to be very, very, very clear. Here is what over-delivering is not. Over-delivering is not throwing more gadgets and gizmos and another video module here and more fluff into that program so I can sell it at a higher price. That is not over-delivering. More things and more stuff and fluff is not necessarily more value. Over-delivering is also not over-giving your own time to your clients one-on-one, especially because this is a recipe for burnout. So don't think that by giving people more of your one-on-one time or going over on your sessions or on your meetings means that you're over-delivering. It does not mean that. It's also not people-pleasing your clients and giving them everything they ask for. For example, if you have a client that asks you to meet in person and you don't do that because you meet virtually, but the only reason why you would do that is if to please them, then that is not over-delivering. Over-delivering is giving more value, and more value basically means more ways for them to get results through interacting with you. The only way you can give value is if you are feeling abundant and generous and are in service for your clients. When you feel that way, you end up giving more tools, more resources, and more result-producing assets to your clients. In short, what I have come to see is that the more you give, the more you make. I'm going to split over-delivering and what that looks like and how you can deliver to both your audience, the people that pay you with their time, and to your clients, the people who pay you with their money. I really want you to leave this episode with tangible things you can do for your audience and tangible things you can do for your clients to really be a business owner who over-delivers. So let's start with your audience. The way you deliver in the first place to your audience is through your marketing. The way you over-deliver to your audience is by giving them so much value in your marketing. Now, I know that a lot of you listening right now are thinking, but I can't give away too much, Nicole. Then they won't want to buy my thing or buy my offer. And I want to say that is a load of bullshit. I am personally not into this kind of marketing. I don't think you should hold anything back. I honestly believe that the more you help and give to your audience in your marketing, the more money you will make, the more of those people in that audience are likely to pay you. Especially now, there's so much competition out there and so many people are probably and likely in your industry. So the more you give and the more you help and the more your platforms become a form of help and service for your audience, the more likely they are going to pay you. So don't hold back. Create the videos, give them tips, give them resources, write valuable posts. Don't just talk about what happens once people actually pay you, what happens behind the scenes. Give them results ahead of time. I also want you to think about what happens in your body when you think, I can't give too much away. What you end up doing is you feel constricted and scarce. And when you feel constricted, closed off, scarce, you end up marketing from that place. And energetically, because you're in this like closed off place, you also don't bring in people, or you end up attracting people that they themselves are constricted and scarce. And they probably either want to haggle with you or they're really just not a fun client that invests with you. But when you are believing and really thinking, the more I give, the more I make, check in with your body. You're likely feeling abundant and generous. And it's really scientifically proven that when you are feeling abundant and generous, you're also more creative. And then the more likely you are likely to create assets that provide value and intellectual property that gets your clients results. You are more likely to think about your audience and think things like, ooh, what are they thinking right now? What are they struggling with? What quick tip can I give them? How can I get them a quick win today? That is the way you over-deliver to your audience. And from that place, you write posts that people actually want to read, and then they share it with their friends, and those friends end up following you. Many of them buy from you. You make videos that are so helpful and so good that they go viral. You grow your brand, and by default, you grow your business. I want you to also think about who you tend to buy from. Is it the person that every interaction with them you've ever had is like them selling you what happens inside their program? Or is it the person who helped you with their marketing, who almost has content that is medicinal, like medicine for you? Or even someone's free consultation process. If you're not on social media, but the way you provide value for people that are in your audience is through a consultation process, that can be medicinal. That can be life-changing. That can come from abundant. That's the person I trust with my investments. And I want to think about who you trust with your investments. I trust the person who helps me ahead of time. I just paid my coach $25,000 because she helped me so much in her free content. So I trusted her to help me in her paid content. And of course she did. Now let's move on to what over-delivering looks like to your clients, and specifically for the people that pay you not only with their time, not only with their attention, but also with their money. So over-delivering to your clients is not giving them more of your time. It's not giving them more fluff. This is about giving them more value, more ways to get results through working with you, and really getting them to feel that once they're inside, they are mind blown. They thought they would get X, but they get X, Y, and Z, and they are just a completely different person because of it. The whole experience with working with you exceeds their expectations. The results and transformations they get from working with you is truly not what they expected, blows their mind, and blows even yours. For example, if say you help people grow their confidence and someone invests with you, over-delivering to this client could be something like creating a challenge for them to guarantee their success or to grow their confidence by 100 times over. It means getting them to more confidence, but also helping them land their dream job and speak on a large stage, dreams that they really, really never saw possible. That is an over-deliver. If, say, you are an interior designer who wants to over-deliver, over-delivering for you could look like bringing the shops to your client instead of taking them to the shops themselves, or creating mood boards with little cutouts of all the different things and really, really tailored to their taste and everything they told you ahead of time. I want to tell you about a few of the ways that I over-deliver specifically to my paid clients. So right now, I just made a really big decision to host a full live day mastermind event for my one-on-one clients. It's completely free. I'm gifting it to them. It's going to be at the Ritz-Carlton at In Herzliya, Israel, and my clients are going to all get together. All of them actually meet with me one-on-one, but I'm creating a room of powerful women, and they're all going to come together, and we're going to mastermind. We're going to pamper ourselves. We're going to think strategically about the year ahead and really, really embody that future CEO that we are becoming. I have found myself that when I immerse myself into one day, full day events that are really just about super thinking and thinking about my business and where it's going, those days have set me up for so much success, and I really wanted to gift that to my clients. So I'm creating that day for them. So many surprises are going to be incorporated, and I'm really excited to gift this. And that's one of the ways that I overdeliver. Another way that I overdeliver is that I have lots of assets and intellectual property in my business. So if my client is struggling with sales or wants to evaluate a result like a sale or something like that, or if my client wants to grow their confidence or work on their time management, they have resources to do so in their client portal. And this is not always something that they know about ahead of time. They usually come in and they're like, wow, I thought it would be weekly 1 hour sessions, but it's that and so much more. And notice that these things are not necessarily things that take up more of my time. It doesn't look like me giving to my clients just like more of me. It gives them more of me in a way that helps them get bigger, better results. And I want you to think about this for your business. How do you want to over-deliver to your clients, to your audience? Do it from abundance. Do it from generosity. And remember that the more you give, the more you make. Also, those clients that you over-deliver to, those are clients that want to keep on working with you. Those are clients that tell their friends about working with you. So that is why you want to over-deliver. You want to over-deliver because you want to make more money, of course, but also you want your business to stand for mind-blowing results, to stand for generosity, to stand for abundance. It's such a feminine quality that sometimes we block, that it's such a shame. The more we tap into that femininity, that abundance, that generosity, the more we give, but not from a place of people-pleasing, but from a place of real abundance, the more we make and the more we feel good about the money we make. I want to use this opportunity to invite you to my live event. If you've been thinking about working with me, now is the time. This is like the only time I have ever in the history of Nicole Oren Coaching offered a live event at the Ritz-Carlton, a full day to get you thinking about your business strategically, a full day for you to really show up as your future self, and then spend 6 months working with me to actualize every single goal and desire you made on that day. So the event is on January 5th, 2023, in case you're listening to this far out into the future. And if you want to join, look at the link in the actual show notes of this episode, and you can schedule a free Lead Your Business consultation call with me. It's 1 hour. We'll talk about your business, we'll talk about your goals, and we'll discuss if you're a fit for coaching with me and if I'm a fit for coaching with you. And get on this before the live event, because I don't know if I'll ever offer this again. I always over deliver. I don't always do it in the same way. So I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Also, if you can't make the live event, do not worry. It's not a reason not to coach if you want coaching. It's actually, you will get a video, you'll get a video series from this live event. You'll get the workbook. You will be able to take us to your favorite luxurious location and really, really mastermind with us. So there's no reason not to sign up for a free consultation if this speaks to you. And I'm looking forward to hearing from you guys. Bye. Hey, if you want a free in-depth analysis of you and your business personality, if you want to know what about you makes you great at business, where are your strengths? What about your personality traits is maybe holding you back and keeping you small? You have to go and take my free business personality quiz. It's been known to be mind-blowing and super on point. It's short, it's fun, it's free, and super spot on. Visit NicoleOren.com/quiz. That's NicoleOren.com/quiz to take your business personality quiz today.